Bet you didn't know we could do Rudolph with an accordion.
Cajun style.
I don't hear fiddle, Gary. I need some heavy fiddle in there.
Hold on, let me get my keyboard.
One texter from a 520 area code, Casa Grande or South, wanted to know if we ever remove contractors off of our network because he had used one in the past and went back to get their number and didn't find them there. And absolutely, if there is a quality concern, they get removed. And we've enhanced our screening process. We enhance our monitoring process. We're getting all of our partners converted over to using the Guild Quality as a third-party complaint resolution. Not complaint resolution, a third-party customer review. And that way, every single homeowner that uses a Rosie on the House contractor eventually will get a Guild Quality review. And if we ever see one drop, because a lot of times we never get feedback, good or bad.
And we want it.
And we always want it. So
because we want the best to share.
This way, every single one, we don't have the capacity to go monitor and survey every single one, but that's what the Guild Quality does, and they specialize in doing it for the construction industry. So once, you know, every new partner that's joined in the last 3 years is going through the Guild Quality, and we've got a grace period for our charter partners that were here before we started implementing it to get on board with using the Guild Quality to survey all their customers. And that way we can start seeing problems before they happen. A lot of times when we have a big boom, like the big rain season, I'm not saying we're experiencing this right now, but you know, you had roofing contractors that are looking to staff up and service all of the customers that have called in because we've got 10,000 roof leaks that showed up in October from the heavy rains and not enough roofers currently on staff. So maybe you get a new production manager, a new foreman, and they don't follow or are trained up quite to the quality that you would like. But having that customer survey on every single home will help us see, oh, you know what, we've got a problem here. And you can often tie that into the problems we get when we're trying to grow our business. And one of the reasons that some of our guys, we got Dave's Adobe Painting, he said, we had a guy calling, he said, he can't get to me till February. I said, that's how he does his quality control. He does every job himself. And if he's booked out till February, he's booked out till February. We've got other painters you can call out to, but I'm not going to call him and yell at him because he's booked out till February. He's managing his jobs correctly.
And those surveys get posted on our website, and they are very encouraging to the other homeowners to read it because if you go on some of the other sites, you're not sure it's a real customer. These are real customers, mm-hmm. and they're current customers, and there's quite a few things they can comment on. And so you get to learn about the company a little bit deeper.
And like a lot of these other, quote, review companies, you can't send them money to have them take bad reviews down or just put good reviews to the top or change how your reviews look based on how much money you're forking to them. So ours is done by a third party we can't touch, and they're all still five star.
Yeah, and you have us to back you. You know, if you ever would have a problem, just call the office.
And we're getting a lot of calls, as we anticipated, about just more details on Rosie. But when Rosie started broadcasting at KFNN in 1988, one of the staff of KFNN was a gentleman by the name of Ken Byers. And Dad would take us to the radio station. I'm one of six kids, and we would all take turns going to the radio station with Dad. That was our one-on-one time with Dad. He would take us to the radio station. We'd stop and have a Dirty Drummer cheeseburger on the way home. And that was our treat Saturday morning. So we all look forward to, what Saturday do I get to go with Dad? And one of the people that worked there, Ken Byers, he would write on sticky notes. This was before computers, Margaret line one, Sam line two. And we would then take those sticky notes during a commercial break into Dad and update his board with sticky notes on who's on the line.
I never got to do it, darn it.
You were home with the other four
or
five kids that were at home. And Ken was at KFNN for years. And for the last 17 years, he's been on the sister station of our Prescott affiliate, KQNA. He was on KPPV. It's 106.7. He'd been on there the last 17 years. He retired from radio in the last couple months battling cancer. And he's gone on to his eternal reward this week. So we just like to recognize Ken and all that he's done and been a part of. He's the voice of a lot of our commercials that broadcast on our Prescott affiliate, and he's been a part of the radio broadcast for a long time. So just thank you, Ken, for all your hard work and all that you've done for Arizona homeowners over your radio career, and God bless you, man, and enjoy your eternal reward. It is the 9 o'clock hour wrapping up. We're going into the 10 o'clock hour. If you'd like to ask a question about your home, castle, or cabin, as we talk to pliers, the riveting topic of pliers. And also, we're going to do call-ins at the 10 o'clock hour for Rosie. If you'd like to send your well wishes to Rosie as he's listening from his rehab this morning, you can do that and let him know you're anxious and looking forward to seeing him and, more hearing him back on the radio here in the near future. It's Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.